知行英语。Listen and share.
Room 13. 13号房间。Anderson finished the cigarette. He left the ashtray on the window ledge. Then he turned out the lamp and went to bed. Next morning, the maid brought hot water to the room. Anderson woke up and remembered his suitcase. "Where's my suitcase, please?" he asked. The maid laughed and pointed. The suitcase was on the table beside the wall.It was exactly where Anderson had left it. He noticed another strange thing. His ashtray was on the middle window ledge. He clearly remembered smoking a cigarette by the end window, next to number 13. He finished dressing and decided to visit his neighbor in room 13. He was surprised when he went to the door of the next room. The next roomwas number 14. Anderson was frightened. Was he going mad? After breakfast, he went to the town hall and read more of the old papers. He found only one more letter from the bishop about Nicholas Franken, a group of town people had tried to make Franken leave Viborg. They had gone to Franken's house, but Franken had disappeared. The bishop wrote that no one knew where Franken had gone. That was the end of the matter.
Anderson 先生抽完烟，把烟灰缸留在了窗台上，熄灭油灯，便上床睡觉了。第二天，女仆送热水到房间的时候，安德森先生醒来并记起了自己的旅行箱。请问我的旅行箱哪儿去了？他问。女仆笑着用手指了指，箱子就放在墙边的桌子上，正是他之前放的那个地方。他还注意到另一件奇怪的事情，他的烟灰缸放在中间的窗台上。他清楚地记得自己是在紧挨十三号房间的那个最边上的窗边抽的烟。
穿完衣服，安德森打算去拜访一下十三号房间的邻居，但当他走到隔壁房间的时候，他却惊讶地发现隔壁门上写的是十四号。他害怕极了，自己是疯了吗？吃完早饭，他又到市政厅去研读文献，这回他只找到一份主教写的关于尼古拉斯·弗兰肯的信。信中写道，有一些市民试图把弗兰肯赶出维堡时，他们到弗兰肯的住处，却发现他人已经不见了。没有人知道他去了哪儿，这便是整件事的结局。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Anderson finished the cigarette. He left the ashtray on the window ledge. Then he turned out the lamp and went to bed. Anderson 先生抽完烟，把烟灰缸留在了窗台上，熄灭油灯，便上床睡觉了。Next morning, the maid brought hot water to the room. Anderson woke up and remembered his suitcase. 第二天，女仆送热水到房间的时候，安德森先生醒来并记起了自己的旅行箱。
Where's my suitcase, please?
He asked.
请问我的旅行箱哪儿去了？他问。
The maid laughed and pointed. The suitcase was on the table beside the wall. It was exactly where Anderson had left it.
女仆笑着用手指了指，箱子就放在墙边的桌子上，正是他之前放的那个地方。
He noticed another strange thing. His ashtray was on the middle window ledge.
他还注意到另一件奇怪的事情。 他的烟灰缸放在中间的窗台上。He clearly remembers smoking his cigarette by the end window, next to number 13.
他清楚地记得自己是在紧挨13号房间的那个最边上的窗边抽的烟。
He finished dressing and decided to visit his neighbor in room 13. 穿完衣服，安德森打算去拜访一下13号房间的邻居。He was surprised when he went to the door of the next room. The next room was number 14. Anderson was frightened. Was he going mad?
但当他走到隔壁房间的时候，他却惊讶地发现隔壁门上写的是14号。他害怕极了，自己是疯了吗？
After breakfast, he went to the town hall and read more of the old papers.
吃完早饭，他又到市政厅去研读文献。
He found only one more letter from the bishop about Nicholas Franken.
这回，他只找到一封主教写的关于尼古拉斯·弗兰肯的信。
A group of town people had tried to make Franken leave Viberg. They had gone to Franken's house, but Franken had disappeared. The bishop wrote that no one knew where Franken had gone.That was the end of the matter.
信中写道，有一些市民试图把弗兰肯赶出维堡时，他们到弗兰肯的住处，却发现他人已经不见了。没有人知道他去了哪儿。这便是整件事的结局。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Left 在这里是动词 leave 的过去式，意思是遗留、留下。I left my keys at home this morning when I went to work.
我今天早上上班的时候把钥匙落在了家里。
Ashtray 烟灰缸 ，Ash 是灰的意思。Turn out 这里是关掉、熄灭的意思。Turn out the light 关掉电灯。Brought 是动词 bring 的过去式，拿来的意思。My mother brought me a warm coat yesterday.
我妈妈昨天给我拿来一件暖和的大衣。
Woke up 这里是醒过来。Woke 是动词 wake 的过去式。Wake up 也可以指叫醒某人，用作 wake up somebody. I wake up at 7 o'clock every morning. 我每天早上七点醒来。The alarm clock wakes me up every morning.
这个闹钟每天早上叫醒我。
Remember, 这里指回忆起。I remember him each time when I hear his song.
每次听到这首歌，我都想起他。
Remember doing something.
记得做过某事。
注意，与 remember to do something 是有区别的。Finish dressing,
穿好衣服。动词 dress 在这里是穿衣服的意思。
Finish doing something 这个结构表示做完某事。I finished washing the clothes at 11 o'clock in the evening.
我在晚上十一点洗完衣服。
Frightened 是动词 frightened 的过去分词做形容词，指受惊的、害怕的。I was frightened at the scream in the midnight.
我被午夜的尖叫声吓坏了。
Go mad, 变疯了。
Go 在这里是联系动词，表示变化，有指朝坏的方面。
The milk has gone sour,
这牛奶馊了。
Her hair is going gray,
她头发渐渐花白。
Make somebody do something,
使某人做某事，固定搭配。
Matter 这里指这件事情。
好了。故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。